Good evening and welcome to our Maundy Thursday Communion service. As we come to the end of Lent, we begin a journey into darkness, to a place of deep shadows. Today, we accompany Jesus in his last hours. We witness the cruelties and the suffering he endures. We listen to the words of condemnation and ridicule. In all this, he is innocent. He is the faithful servant of God, doing God's work, bringing the gospel of love, peace, and hope. And so in this liturgy, we are invited to walk solemnly and attentively with Jesus. Better to know, better to understand, better to be his friend, his disciple, his witness. Be still and know that God is here. I am going to light 7 candles here and 1 larger one which represents for us in our service this evening, Christ. If you're able, will you stand with me to sing our first hymn, "An Upper Room Did Our Lord Prepare"? After our first reading, we will celebrate Holy Communion. We have been invited to come before God, reflecting on our own sinfulness in the light of the vast love of God. God, who didn't love the world, but loved you, each human soul in each human life. God invites us each to share at this, his table. Loving, merciful, and generous God, we know that we often fall short of our own expectations and disappoint you. Forgive us. Restore us to a right relationship with you through the life and love of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we listen to a reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26, verses 17 to 29.
On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
As the darkness begins, we offer you thanks, Creator, Saviour, Giver of life. From the beginning, you have made yourself known. The heavens proclaim your glory, and the earth sings your praise. In the spirit of covenant, we give thanks for our suffering as well as our joy. We thank you for our world and all that is in it. Its beauty and its brokenness, its strength and its vulnerability. We rejoice in all the faces of our earth, the raging seas and the quiet brooks, the people of different races and abilities, each of immense and eternal value. We praise you and thank you for all that you planned and all that you have done, and that we meditate on this night. Thank you for the life of Jesus on earth, for his example in telling stories, in sharing food, in loving the unloved, in welcoming the stranger and the marginalised in society. This night, we thank you most of all for your audacious plan of salvation, the transforming of our world and our lives through the suffering and death of Jesus. We look forward to the celebration of Easter, to the recognition of the glorious resurrection to new life. Bring us to a depth of understanding that moves us to a place where we can better know you and better serve you and the people you give us to love. Come, Creator God, renew the faces of the earth. Come, Eternal Saviour, remake us in your likeness. Come, Holy Spirit, transform these gifts that Christ may be known to us in the breaking of the bread, and that we may be strengthened to serve him in the world. Amen. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Jesus' body was broken for each one of us. This is the bread of life. Eat and be fed for the journey ahead. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." This is the cup of salvation. Gracious God, your Son, Jesus Christ, was obedient to the end and drank the cup prepared for him. May we who have shared at his table watch with him through the night of suffering, and live our lives as faithful disciples. Amen. If you're able, please stand with me to sing our next hymn, "I Cannot Tell Why He Whom Angels Worshipped." Our next reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26, reading from verse 36 to 56.
Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away for the second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So, leaving them again, he went and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him." At once he came up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you are here to do." Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly, one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way?" At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has taken place so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
Can we have the next slide? Thank you. On the Mount of Olives, Jesus prayed to the Father, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. Please remain seated or stand as you are most comfortable as we sing a Tese chant, and we'll sing it through a number of times. I'm sure David will give us the lead. God of every human being, you who value each of us equally, in a world where we're bewildered by the incomprehensible suffering of the innocent, show us how to be witnesses to the gospel. Help us to reflect the compassion of Christ through the lives that we live and the things we say. Amen. We listen now to the words from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 15, verses 1 to 5.
Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of." But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed.
May your all-encompassing love, powerful and fierce, gentle and kind, so fill our hearts as to bind us to your eternal kingdom. Grant that we may understand what it means to die to ourselves, to be ready to die for love of you, as you died for love of us. Amen.
Oh.
able, please stand with me to sing our next hymn, My Song is Love Unknown.
The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is the praetorium,
and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spat on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
We sing again, "O sacred head, now wounded."
Thank you.
Dear God, we remember the pain and suffering of the cross. We remember all that Jesus was willing to endure, suffering to set us free. He paid the price. Such an immense sacrifice to offer us the gift of eternal life. Help us never to take for granted this huge gift of love that was made on our behalf. Help us to be reminded of the cost of it all. Forgive us for being too busy or distracted by other things, for not recognizing fully what you freely gave, what you have done for each one of us. Amen. Our next reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 27, reading from verse 45 to 54.
From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lima sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs were broken open. The body of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God."
The power of God and the wisdom of God. By your cross, you have redeemed the world. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. If you're able, please stand once more to sing, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?"
Thank you.
true and humble God, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. Amen. Our next reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, reading from verse 13 to chapter 53, verse 5.
See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. Just as there were many who were astonished at him, so marred was his appearance beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of mortals, so he shall startle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which had not been told them they shall see, and that which they had not heard they shall contemplate. Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. And as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed.
Thank you.
If you are able, please stand to sing. My Lord, what love is this? Jesus, who died on a cross to show love for everyone in the world and to bring hope to every situation. Help us to share that love and hope with our families, our friends, and our world. Amen. Our final reading this evening is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 27, reading from verse 62 to 66.
The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first. Take a guard." Pilate answered, "Go, make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard.
In just a moment, we will say the Lord's Prayer. There will be a very few more words after that. You will hear a noise, and you are asked to then leave in silence. Please join with me in saying the Lord's Prayer in whatever form and language you are most familiar with. Our Father in heaven. Almighty Father, look with mercy on this your family, for which our Lord Jesus Christ was content to be betrayed and given up into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross.